Functional testing and performance testing answered the two questions every release has to clear. Does the software do the right thing, and does it hold up under load? Functional testing checks correctness with a clear pass or fail, and it runs first on every build because there's no point load testing a checkout that can't complete a purchase. Performance testing checks speed and stability as concurrency climbs, read as a curve against your targets rather than a simple pass or fail, and it belongs before releases and known traffic events. Both matter in money terms. Poor software quality cost the United States an estimated $2.4 trillion in 2022, and Google's research found that more than half of mobile visits are abandoned when a page takes longer than 3 seconds to load. With roughly 9 in 10 organizations now shipping through automated pipelines, both questions have to be answered by automated gates, or they quietly stop being answered at all. There's also a shared blind spot. Functional suites run one user with no load, and request-level load tests never render the page, so neither sees what a real customer experiences when the site is busy. Putting a real browser in the loop closes that gap. The advice? Gate correctness on every commit, run a load test at expected peak before launch, and for revenue-critical journeys, measure core web vitals in a real browser rather than guessing from server timings.